If I had a dollar bill, yes, I believe I surely will go to town and drink my fill early in the morn. Little darling, she's a red-haired thing. Lord, she makes my legs to sing. Gonna buy her a diamond ring. Into a world before a bunch of swine. It's a long way down that Harlan road, busted back and a heavy load. Won't get through to save my soul early in the morning. Tell me where to lay my head. Not with me is all she said early in the morning. Well, if I had a dollar bill, yes, I believe I surely will town and drank my fill early in the morning.
The Dollar Bill Blues from a brand new recording from Blue Moon Rising. They've been on the scene for a number of years and kind of have been in and out of the scene, and are back full force with a new release on the Mountain Fever imprint. It's called After All This Time, and they covered their opening tracks is a Towns Van Zandt cover. The lyrics are certainly Towns all the way, and a great bluegrass version of Dollar Bill Blues from Blue Moon Rising. My name is Tom Ball. Homespun is the program you're listening to this afternoon on these WCMU public radio stations. So glad you're along with us. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope your Thanksgiving has gone well, and you're winding down, and maybe you're on the road this afternoon. Hope you're tuned into us and can catch us until the 5 o'clock hour. I think we have a lot of great music pulled out, some new things as well as some old favorites, and just celebrating the fellowship and the good food of which Thanksgiving this time of the year is so important, I believe. So I hope you can stay close.
Ain't nothing sadder than a broken man walking around with his heart in his hand, troubled by a woman who done me wrong, counting why I can't go on. Happy days and sunshine are just a memory. Blues won't let you go once you've got them. When that sun is sinking down and I'm 6 feet in the ground, I'll be blue, blue, blue all the way to the bottom. Thank you. blues won't let you go once you've got them. When that sun is sinking down and I'm 6 feet in the ground, I'll be blue, blue, blue all the way to the bottom. Happy days and sunshine are just a little dream.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship out on the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. And my strength begins to fail, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. Stand by me. When I've done the best I can and my friends misunderstand, thou who knowest all about me, stand by me. Stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When my life becomes a burden and I'm near and chilly Jordan, oh, thou lily of the valley, stand by me.
Mine. A 20-acre farm, with a shack, house, and barn. That's all I had and all I'd left behind.
But gambling I was lucky, so I left Kentucky and left behind my woman and my kids.
Into the gay casino in the fattest town of Reno, this Kentucky gambler planned to get rich quick.
Kentucky gambler, who's gonna love your woman in Kentucky? And who's gonna be the one
to give her everything she needs. Kentucky gambler, who's gonna raise your children in Kentucky? And who's gonna keep them fed and keep them shoes on their feet? Lady Luck was on my side, and this Kentucky gambler played just right. I wanted everything I played. I really thought I had it made. Should have quit and gone on home that night.
But when you love greenback dollars, sorrow's always bound to follow.
And Reno's dreams fade into neon embers. And Lady Luck,
she'll lead you on.
She'll stay a while,
and then she's gone. Better go on home, Kentucky gambler.
But the gambler never seems to stop until he loses all he's got with the money-hungry fever I played on. I played till I lost all I'd won, right back where I started from, and I was wanting to go home.
Kentucky gambler, there ain't nobody waiting in Kentucky.
When I run out, somebody else walked in.
Kentucky gambler, looks like you ain't really very lucky.
And it seems to me a gambler loses much more than he wins.
It seems to me a gambler loses much more than he wins.
Morgan took his gal to see a play. On the journey homeward, they stopped in a small cafe. Soon as they were seated, Liza grabbed the bill of fare. She called the waiter and she ordered, everything was there. Bill said, I know you're a hungry girl and I don't like to squeal. Who do you suppose is going to pay for such a meal? Better lose that champagne appetite, cause you're only getting beer tonight. My name is Morgan, but it ain't JP. My name is Morgan, but it ain't JP. There are no banks on Wall Street that belong to me. Well, you may have known me plenty long, but you sure have got my mission wrong. My name is Morgan, but it ain't JP. Take it, Morgan. Change your ways. What she did to William first, I'm most ashamed to say. Each day she'd go out shopping and buy everything she'd see. And what she couldn't pay for, she had sent home COD. One day, six big delivery wagons pulled up to Bill's door and asked if he'd accept the goods while they went back for more. It didn't take Bill very long to grab his hat and coat. And when Miss Liza, she returned, she found this little note. My name is Morgan, but it ain't J.P. Now you must think I own a railroad company. Well, you may have known me plenty long, but you sure have got my name wrong. My name is Morgan, but it ain't. Texas oil wells that belong to me. Well, you may have known me plenty long, but you sure have got my initials wrong. My name is Morgan, but it ain't J.P.
My name is Morgan, but it ain't JP. From the great Norman Blake's Nashville Blues record. I think that was part of his program for a number of years, and still could be as much as he's out playing. But I always loved his version of that, the old traditional number. My name is Morgan, but it ain't JP. In front of that, the Hot Mud Family covering a Dolly Parton track from their Years in the Making, a Vetco recording, which is now out in a little box set, been out for a few years now, called the Hot Mud Family, the Complete Vetco Recordings. And this was the last Vetco record that they made. I think before they went to Flying Fish, made one more record for Flying Fish. But they covered Dolly Parton's Kentucky Gambler, and kind of a nod to, for me personally, Dolly's 50-year anniversary being with the Grand Ole Opry. And it was recognized, of course, on national television last week. But it got me to thinking about their great version of Kentucky Gambler from the Hot Mud Family. In front of that, Blue Moon Rising, again, their latest record called After All This Time, brand new release for them on Mountain Fever. Heard them in a old traditional public domain number arranged by a mandolinist and, I believe, vocalist here, Keith Garrett, called Stand By Me. And they opened up the broadcast with a cover of Townes Van Zandt's Dollar Bill Blues. And in between that, brand new music also from Volume 5. They have a new release out called For Those Who Care to Listen. And this was a track that was written by Bob Minner and Tim Stafford called All the Way to the Bottom from Volume 5. And I think this was the debut of Adam Steffi in his recorded work with Volume 5, joining the band in the last year or so. Of course, he's been on the scene as a mandolin player and singer for a very long time, songwriter, making his own records and working with a lot of folks like Alison Krauss and Union Station and Mountain Heart and others, the Boxcars, I believe, too. But he's now playing out with Volume 5 and their new release for those who care to listen.
respect for the hobo in this land which lies hidden up there. Tonight, as I lay on the boxcar, just waiting for a train to pass by, his time comes to die. There's a master up yonder in heaven, got a place that we might call our home. Will we have to work for a living, or can continue to roam? Will there be any freight trains in heaven? Any boxcars in which we might hide? Will there be any tough cops for brakemen? Will they tell us that we cannot ride? Will the hobo chum with the rich man? Will we always have money to spare? Will they have respect for the hobo in this land lies hidden up
loved ones, the ones I'm longing to see. I'm riding along out on the lone prairie, the rangers are searching for me. I'm riding away from my home in Texas, a fugitive ever to be. I had a good mother, I had a good father, they handed a warning to me. The men that I ran with committed a murder and laid the blame on me. I'm riding along out on the lone prairie, the rangers are searching for me. I'm riding away from my home. Heart, I know she's lonely and longs for me to return. My happiness ended the night we parted, and now for her I yearn. I'm riding along out on the lone prairie, the rangers are searching for me. I'm riding away from my home in Texas, a fugitive ever to. I'm branded forever to roam. I'm riding along out on the lone prairie, the rangers are searching for me. I'm riding away from my home in Texas, a fugitive ever to
There's a rollicking little number. Hopefully get your toes a-tapping a little bit, your hands a-clapping from the Fly By Night String Band. I think this was a group that was kind of on the East Coast, for a while in the very early 80s. And as far as I know, only made one record, maybe two. But as far as I know, the only one I have is in my hand right now. It's on the Fretless label. It's a self-titled release. And some great fiddling there from Bill Christopherson on a track that the late fiddler and composer Gary Harrison wrote. Gary, originally from Illinois, but spent his later years in the Bloomington, Indiana area, said, Gary told us that early one morning he came upon a friend who was lying motionless on a riverbank, dazed, from drinking at a party the night before. Buzzards hovered overhead. Guess they thought he was dead. Anyway, that's the tune that came to me. Hence the title, Boys, the Buzzards Are Flying, from the pen of Gary Harrison, performed by the Fly By Night String Band. In front of that wonderful recording, always love this record, from Alice Gerard and Mike Seeger, originally on the Green Haze imprint as an LP, the five-string label out of Westchester, PA, put out the CD version of this with some extra tracks. Again, it's called Bowling Green, and they covered the great Delmore Brothers' Fugitives Lament on here. This, I think this was from originally from 1980. This is just a real gem of a record. Alice and Mike in their prime, making lots of music together at this time. And in front of that, the Buck and Mules from North Carolina, an album they put out, I guess this was probably in the last couple of years. It's called Smoke Behind the Clouds, a great old-time band from the Tennessee, North Carolina area. And we heard them covering a track that they learned from Western North Carolina's Trevor Stewart, the late Trevor Stewart. Great fiddle tune, kind of appropriate for this year called, or this time of the year called, Wild Geese at Flight. And I don't know about you, but I've seen a lot of geese going south in the last month or so. And opened up with Adam Hurt. And Adam, just a wonderful, wonderful banjo player, fiddle player, composer of great music from, I guess originally maybe from the Virginia area. Always really loved his music. I think he was originally from the upper Midwest, he covered the great old fiddle tune, Durang's Hornpipe on here, and accompanied by Kathy Fink on guitar. Adam doing a great version of Durang's Hornpipe. This is on a compilation from Rounder. It's called Old Time Banjo Festival, and this has... what does this have? 31 big tracks on it. It's over an hour's worth of music. And if you like banjo, fiddle, primarily clawhammer banjo work, this one is for you. This has a lot of great folks on it. Bob Carlin's on here. David Holt is on here. Mike Seeger, of course, is on here. Paul Brown, Dan Gellert, lots of other folks. So check that out. Well, Homespun's the program you're listening to this afternoon on these WCMU Public Radio stations. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you're enjoying the broadcast here today. If you're traveling, please be careful out on the highways and byways. There are a couple of live things that are happening in the next couple of weeks that I want to make mention of. If you have a pencil and you're not driving, you might want to jot this down. Here's one that's happening in Central Michigan, in the Central Michigan area, on Saturday, December the 7th. The Celtic folk band Roan, or Roanne, returns to the Creative 360. That's at 1517 Bayless Street in Midland, Saturday, December 7th at 7 o'clock for their annual Celtic holiday concert. They do lots of acoustic music and sing well, and they specialize in Celtic folk and maritime music with their own personal twist. There is admission, but it does say you can bring your own beverages. So check out more information on this at the Creative 360 website, which is becreative360.org, becreative360.org. Coming up, I believe this is the following week, the third part of the Gaylord Area Council for the Arts concert series. They have partnered with the Farmhouse Music Organization for this fall concert series. So this is taking place at Mishaway Resort, and that's at 1535 Opal Lake Road up in Gaylord. And they are finishing out with the great Michigan singer and songwriter Josh Davis. Of course, played for a long time with the band Steppin' In It. He's been out doing work with them, but also as a solo artist for the last few years. You remember, possibly remember seeing him on the popular TV show The Voice a few years back when he took second, not first, but second. But nonetheless, Josh will be coming in to the Mishaway Resort December 12th. And you can get tickets. They're limited, but you might want to check out the GaylordArts.org website, GaylordArts.org website for more information. Or you can probably check out the FarmFest website, farm-fest.com on the net. Josh Davis coming up to Gaylord on December the 12th. Well, we are moving forward, rapidly approaching the 5 o'clock hour when we join the network for Weekend All Things Considered. But here's a new record, which I'm especially fond of. This is brand new music this afternoon by the North Mississippi All-Stars.
Yeah, we be up. up on Main Street. They built a highway, changed its name to Johnson Boulevard. Up on Thursday, down on Friday, people ask me why I think so hard. Time's been hard though, from Laredo to San Jacinto. Yeah, it's a long way back home. There's an old train in a stockyard. It's like a graveyard, but things have come and gone. And the wind moans on a gravestone. Everybody knows. Time's been hard though, in Laredo, San Jacinto. Yeah, it's a long way back home. Sometimes you're standing still, faith. She goes to church still, prays on Sundays, Mondays too. Father's somewhere in the back field, thinking out loud that this ain't nothing new. Time's been hard. From Laredo to San Jacinto, so why don't we just go back home? Why don't we just go back
chicken down on the bone. Now, now my baby, she rocks.
She likes
to roll. She got Music City blues beating low down, deep down in her soul.
She's all right.
Yeah, my baby, she's all right.
A little toe tapper to go out here on Homespun this afternoon from Mike Ferris and his latest release called Silver and Stone, one of his compositions there, a snappy little number called The Tennessee Girl. And in front of that, Amos Lee and Johnson Boulevard from his release Mountains of Sorrow, Rivers of Song. And the North Mississippi All-Stars got us underway, a brand new recording for them on the New West imprint. Just came out a few weeks ago, actually. Cody and Luther Dickinson, the Dixon brothers, joined with lots of other folks on this record, but just a spectacular release called Up and Rollin', and we heard there the title track. My name is Tom Ball. Homespun has where you been here for the last hour. I've had a great time with you hanging out a little bit over this Thanksgiving weekend, if you will. It's winding down. Again, if you're out traveling the highways and the byways, please be careful. Watch out for one another. Thanks so much for listening in. As always, you take care of yourselves now. Have a good afternoon and a safe week.